Well, it's time to talk with Doug. Doug Vernig is with Farmers and Merchant State Bank, and he's a business loan specialist there. Doug, thanks for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing well, Kelly.
Now, you're over in you're over in the Piers location, correct?
Actually, I work a little bit out of two locations. So I spend a few days a week here in Piers, and then I'm in Sauk Rapids 1 day a week as well.
Well, that's kind of nice. Get to mix it up a little bit. Meet a lot of different people.
Yeah, exactly.
Try to come to them where they are.
Yep.
So, you know, we've been talking to a lot of your banking experts there at Farmers and Merchant State Bank. And today, you know, we wanted to talk a little bit about what kind of banking you specialize in. And I know you can just give us a term, but what does it mean when you know, what you do? What is it exactly that you do?
Sure. Well, first off, you know, F&M and as a total, you know, we focus on ag, commercial, and consumer. You know, being located in farming communities, we have a big focus on the agricultural side of things. Mm-hmm. However, a lot of what I do is more focused on the commercial or the business end of things. So I work with a lot of small businesses, and it's not just doing loans with them. It's also helping, doing almost like a consulting role. We'll help them through the process of their expansion, working through some of the numbers and budgeting processes. And getting them help where they need it, not just through loans, but through assistance such as you know, some of the development centers in the counties we work in, as well as working with SBA and other alternatives to get them the financing they need to keep growing and expanding their successful businesses.
I love that. I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's just like, you know, I know that you help farmers out. Farming is definitely a business, and it's all about agriculture, and you guys always help them keep track of what's coming up, and you always try to predict what's going to happen, if it's a drought or no drought, if it's going to be a great season or not. So you sort of do the same thing with business owners or people who are thinking about starting a business. They can come to you and say, this is our idea, this is where we want to be. You can try to help them find the place they need to be in and all that kind of stuff, and see how much money it's going to help, or they're going to need to continue that business and make it successful.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's our goal, is to be more than just the place where you can come to get that loan, but we also want to be a resource for the people in our community to be able to make sure they're making the right decisions as they grow their business, and help guide them towards the right place to make their, you know, again, their business flourish and hopefully add jobs within our communities.
So do you have some favorite type of industries or size of business that you specifically like to work with, like a business of 1 to 10 or a business of up to 100 people?
Sure. You know, obviously from a bank standpoint, we like that, you know, to see that more impact potential, adding more jobs to the community. So it's kind of that business has been around a few years, might have more than 10 employees already, but it's kind of looking to take that next step. However, personally, I really like those small startups as well. I think they're just a lot of fun to work with. The owners and the people managing those businesses are just so passionate about what they're doing. It's really fun to have those conversations with them. You know, as far as type of company, you know, my background before I got into banking was food manufacturing. So that's an area that I really like to explore and work with people in that realm, just because I am familiar with it. I'm able to do a better job of helping them, and sometimes it's introducing them to other people as well.
Oh, sure.
You know, other connections that might help them in their business.
And how much fun for you to be able to help this startup business and then 10 years down the road say, man, I was there. I was there when they started it up. I remember the first day when they were so excited about coming in. We got all this stuff done and together, and here they are, business growing and doing well.
Yeah, it is really exciting, and it's fun to see. And I mean, you end up seeing some of the people who are impacted that out in the community, and you know, maybe they're working there, and you know that you were able to help that business get started. It is pretty cool.
Do you have any specific stories of how you helped a business secure the lending that they needed to either open their doors or keep them open, without naming names, of course?
We recently had, it's not a food manufacturer, but it's a construction company that they were looking at purchasing a similar but not competing business. It's kind of in the using a lot of the same equipment and doing the same type of projects, but it was a different step in the process. And They were just having trouble. They had been to a few different banks and couldn't get a package put together. They didn't have enough down payment, and being a young couple of entrepreneurs, they just hadn't built that equity up to be able to expand as fast as they wanted to. So when they came to us, we sat down and we went through some different options, and we ended up finding some gap lenders to help put a package together that allowed them to get some down payment assistance in order to make the purchase of this new business, which has been a great addition to their existing business and has helped them grow both sides of it. The other side of it, that business they purchased, those owners were in the process of retiring, which they had earned after a full career of running their business. And by the helping this purchase happen, all those people were able to stay employed and keep working, and then even added a few additional jobs to that company as well.
That's incredible. I mean, and you think if you didn't go to the right place, you may not find that help. And it's good that they were looking and they were searching and they found you and went, wow, how this bank was able to help us find those, you know, that gap coverage that we needed. I'm sure that they're super thankful and now they're growing. Yeah, that's a great story. So I'd love to know, you know, about the different people that I meet here and what they do. And you've been in banking how long, and what is it that got you into banking?
So I'm really pretty new at this compared to a lot of my coworkers. It's only been a year and a half, and it's kind of an interesting transition. I was working with a small startup company in one of our communities, and just working pretty closely with F&M as a partner. And when it came time to transition out of that company, I just had a conversation with F&M, and they kind of, talked about a lot of what they do. And you know, I always thought, you know, that being into lending and it was such a high pressure sales, but that's not the way F&M does it. It's more that consulting role where they really like to help their customers, not just try to get them to take their loan out through us.
Sure.
They really do want to see them succeed. That's what kind of drew me in. And it's been a great transition so far. And, you know, the team at F&M has been great, and me being a little bit newer to it and helping me get up to speed on all the regulations and all the things that are really important within the banking world that I wasn't real familiar with.
And sure, and that's always changing too, right? The banking regulations, got to stay on top of it. So it's great that you have a team that's really, you get to grow with.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, they've been a great team. And we have different people that are experts in different areas, and it's great to be able to bounce ideas off each other and continue to grow as a whole and really give our customers the best service that way by having different people that we can talk to if they bring a question to us that we don't necessarily know the answer right away.
Yeah. So, you know, I know that you're located in Pierce, and you said you've got locations in Sauk Rapids, but you've also got one in Eden Valley. So what happens if customers move, or maybe they're not exactly from those areas? What is the, you know, is there a best way that they need to stay connected to you? I mean, is it easy to stay connected if they end up moving?
Yeah, definitely. And that continues to get easier and easier. And, you know, we talk a lot about being a community bank, but that community line continues to blur more and more from one community to the next. But with the ability of online banking and our mobile app, it's there's so much potential to stay connected with F&M, even if you're not within the city limits of one of the communities that we work in.
Yeah. What is the focus, Farmers Emergent State Bank? I mean, they're very community focused for sure. And they've been ever since the start, but it was like more than 100 years ago that they've been focused on. And what is their current focus? What are they currently really honing in on?
It is still customers and communities, and really, those people within those communities. And like I mentioned, that community line seems to be blurring a little as the whole economy of the world continues to go more virtual. It tends to, our community line isn't just peers anymore. We do a lot of work with organizations in Little Falls as well, being in the same county. We work with Habitat for Humanity there and send people out off on projects, donating time. We work with a lot of local sports clubs and the church organizations. And F&M is really big on having its employees out in the community. So while you see their name on a lot of stuff that they're donating money to, that's only a part of the support they're giving. They're encouraging their employees to be out and allowing us to do that even during work hours sometimes to get out to be part of these community events and to support and help organize them in order to make sure our communities are flourishing.
Nice. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I guess I heard that they had a recent system upgrade. So wondering how that's going. I know that you're always, saying thank you for bearing with us as we're upgrading our system. How is it going right now?
It's actually going pretty well. So we're into, we're 3 weeks into this, and we're into our third week here. And, the hiccups have been pretty minimal. There have been a few, which is pretty normal. Our staff here on the IT side and the people who are really hands-on with our system have done a fantastic job of learning that and being able to answer everybody's questions. As far as, myself and a few of the other lenders, our role within the system isn't as transactional, it's more viewing. So from that side, we haven't really seen much of a hiccup. It's been, pretty quick to all the information's there. Like I said, our background team's putting in a ton of effort to make sure that everything's there. When our customer calls, we can still answer their questions and get them what they need quickly.
Yeah,
the real potential is the future here as we, with this new platform, we're going to be able to do more add-ons that'll help us get better at the online banking going forward.
I love that. Yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot of businesses that you work with sometimes it's all they do is online business. I mean, nowadays we see businesses that are just online and have very little space, or maybe they have a storage space and everything they do is online. So I'm sure that's part of what you look at too when you're building plans for people.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, as that world is changing, a lot of these small businesses in our communities have a lot more potential to grow fast than they did before, because they can really tap that market outside of our community without needing that instant distribution or having that available through some of the online platforms.
Yeah.
So that's part of what this new system is hopefully going to help us with, is being able to work with those platforms better. So as our customers start to grow, using those online platforms that we can tie in and allow that banking process to flow seamlessly for them.
I think a lot of times people too, when they get a loan at a certain place, they like to do all of their main banking there to make it easier, but they're like, I don't know if I want to go through the headache of trying to switch from one bank to another. What is the process like? Is it an easy process if people wanted to switch banks?
It is. It doesn't take, a long time. There's a little bit of paperwork, but not a lot. And we have a great team here that is always willing to sit down and help you through that. So it's not like you just get a whole pile of forms and you don't know which ones you got to fill out or what the right answers are.
Yeah.
We have a team that'll sit down with you either face to face, or if you prefer to do it over the phone, or even, we've even gone out to locations and helped people with some of that stuff as well. So it's not that you have to come in and sit down, but that option is always available. And it sure does make things easy to spend time sitting in front of a representative who's there to help you.
Sure. I know a lot of people now, they love to do everything online. Like, they want to talk to their loan specialist online. They don't want to have to come in unless they absolutely have to. So with Farmers and Merchants State Bank, how do people keep learning about your banking services and how they can access their accounts or get in touch with you if they need to get a loan?
So they can continue to use the online platforms. Our website, our mobile banking app are great ways to do that. We do have a social media presence, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, that we do have people checking regularly if you want to reach out to us through that. And then our phone lines are always open, and, F&M has always been big on having that personal touch of, we want to talk to you, so you can reach out to us through any of those platforms, and it's going to be a person responding, not a computer responding to you
right
when you do reach out.
So a lot of people, when they go into banking, do have different backgrounds, right? I mean, you don't necessarily have to have gone to school for a banking type of degree. Or did you go to school for administration or any kind of finance?
I went for business with an accounting focus. So I had a minor in accounting and then a general business degree. But I'd spent a lot of my career in sales support, marketing, and then operations management. So kind of overseeing a lot of these smaller companies, as well as I had worked with some bigger companies before I got into the smaller ones. So I kind of seen both sides of it, and and how a big company operates and how that can translate into a smaller company as they're growing, but understanding that there's those differences as well.
There's always people looking, well, what is the career path that I want to take and how long is it going to take me and what would I have to do if I wanted to become a loan specialist? So that's why I always like to ask, because everybody seems to have just a little bit of a different path. You know, sometimes people go to college for something completely different than what they ended up making their career for, but there was something in that education that really benefited them in the position that they have. And it sounds like that's exactly where it was for you. I mean, with the accounting and everything that you've already done and working in sales, it was a great fit for you.
Yeah, and then it was, again, finding that right organization that has that similar attitude towards, you know, that being more of a resource than a consultant or a friendly face across the table to talk to, rather than just a salesman that's out there trying to sell a loan to you and get you to sign that paper as soon as possible.
Yeah, my mom was a banker for years. I grew up in a bank, and the bank was my family. It was in Princeton at the time. It's no longer there.
Okay.
Turned into a bigger bank. But it was a hometown bank like Farmers and Merchant State Bank. It was, I went in, everybody knew us. They knew all of their customers. And I just remember that was her home. She loved working there. She loved the community, and people still remember her as the person that helped them whenever they needed help in accounting. And so that's what we get here with Farmers and Merchant State Bank. And I think a lot of people appreciate that when you walk in and you need some help, they're like, oh, we already know your story because we've talked about it before, and they remember it, and you can come in and actually get things going, and people are on the same page with you before you even have to mention what's going on.
Yeah, correct. And it's fun to be a part of that here, you know, that long history of great customer service. As part of it's been my bank since I was a kid as well. And kept my accounts here as I went off to college and came back to the area and just never had a reason to move them. Because every time you come in, everybody knew who I was. It was a lot of the same faces over the years. And as they transitioned in and out, the new faces were just as friendly as the ones that were there previously. So it's just a great place to do business with. And, hopefully I can continue to grow that reputation for the bank.
Well, so nice for you to share your story with us. We really appreciate you being here today. It's Doug Vernig with Farmers and Merchant State Bank. And you can always get a hold of them. They'd be happy to help you out with your banking needs. You're looking to switch banks? They can make it easy for you.